Tormis, your mobile travel guide. Presented by the City of Venigoroda, sponsored by History. The Smallest House. The smallest house in Venigoroda is located at the end of Kochstrasse. A structural filler, it really does look to be squeezed in between two adjoining buildings. The half-timbered structure is actually held up by its neighbours and has neither its own firewalls nor its own strutting. The dimensions of this house will leave you speechless. It's less than 3 metres wide and just 4 metres 20 centimetres high. The entrance is 1 metre 70 centimetres high. The house is so narrow that even the shutters barely have enough space and are folded into each other. The house you see today was built in 1792, but 17th century records mention an earlier construction of similar size. Kochstrasse was a street of tradesmen at the time, and for a long time it went by the name of Tescherstrasse, or Bagmaker's Street. It was renamed in 1751, after a cook who resided here, Christian Hildebrandt. Tradesmen also lived in the smallest house, among them shoemakers and clothmakers. A postmaster called Nettleman moved in the early 20th century, and it was thanks to him that of all the buildings in Kochstrasse, it was the smallest house that was the first to get electricity and running water. The house was a private residence for a single person until 1976. Now it's a museum. There's a tiny kitchen on the ground floor. The oven had to be located out in the landing near the staircase. The only room on the first floor is just 11 square meters, and there used to be a small bedroom under the roof. Thank you for your attention. The City of Venigoroda and History hope you enjoy the rest of your stay. Tormis looks forward to showing you around another location sometime soon. Goodbye for now.